Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 8th day of July. I hope you're doing really well. This is where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse, and this month we're in the New Testament in the book of Luke, and I'm going to be reading to you from Luke chapter 18, verses 22 through 43, which will round out that particular chapter. This is in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. When Jesus heard these things, he said to him, and again, this is the rich young ruler talking to him, what do I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute it to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. But when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was very rich. Jesus, seeing that he became very sad, said, how hard it is for those who have riches to enter into God's kingdom. For it's easier for a camel to enter through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into God's kingdom. Those who heard it said, then who can be saved? But he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Peter said, look, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said to them, most certainly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for God's kingdom's sake, who will not receive many times more in this time and in the world to come, eternal life. Jesus took the 12 aside and said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all the things that are written through the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be completed. For he will be delivered up to the Gentiles, will be mocked, treated shamefully, and spit on. They will scourge and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again. But they understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they didn't understand the things that were said. As he came near Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the road begging. Hearing a multitude going by, he asked what this meant. They told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. He cried out, Jesus, you, Son of David, have mercy on me. Those who led the way rebuked him that he should be quiet, but he cried out all the more, you, Son of David, have mercy on me. Standing still, Jesus commanded him to be brought to him. When he had come near, he asked him, what do you want me to do? The blind man said, Lord, that I may see again. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus, glorifying God. All the people, when they saw it, praised God. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much that you just loved to heal people, that there were broken people in the world who could not see, who could not hear, who could not touch, who could not experience vitality, who were bleeding, who were cut off, who were hurting, and you found them and you dignified them, you looked at them, you spent time with them, and then you healed them. Lord, help us to kind of just rest in that today, that you actually really do love to heal people. And there are many people within the earshot of my prayer that are physically struggling or emotionally struggling, mentally struggling today. And they need to know that you love them and you see them and you want to heal them. Lord, I know that all these things are mysterious, and I know that you don't heal everybody, but I do know this, that you will heal our hearts. You will heal our bodies on the other side. So I pray today that we would have more perseverance and that we would want to follow you every single day of our lives, because you're so worth it. You are worthy. You are holy. You are high, lifted up, lofty, amazing, powerful, beautiful, all those things. You are worthy of our affection. You're worthy of our time, our talents, and our treasures, and we just surrender to you. Lord, we thank you for the story of the rich young ruler and the sadness that he had because he had so much money. So Lord, in light of that, we pray that we would not place our trust or our faith in our riches. And I confess I do it way too much, but that we would have faith and trust in you. Lord, I thank you that it is impossible to be saved, but with you, it is possible because you make that which is impossible possible. And so, Lord, as we have left our heart, our lives and everything to follow you, you have promised us that there will be reward. And so, Lord, help us to look forward to that reward and to trust in you for what is next. Lord, also, it just always surprises me when you tell the disciples all the things that are going to happen, and they're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. But I thank you so much that you prepared them and that they were able to look back on this time and the words that you said and then go, oh, that's what that was about. So I just thank you right now for your word. I thank you that it's so consistent and beautiful and helpful and truthful. So Lord, we just rest in it today. Help us to cherish your word and to follow hard after all the words that you have said. And thank you so much for the Gospels where we can meet you and understand you more. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am so grateful for you. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast from somewhere other than the United States, I would love to hear from you and how you found out about Pray Every Day. You can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know. I would love to hear from you.